as is sometimes the case with very old traditions, it comes to us in a couple of different forms. In one form, on this morning, as Mary Magdalene and the other Mary made their way to the tomb, they brought eggs. Hard-boiled white eggs. When they got to the tomb and the tomb was opened and the resurrection was made clear, the eggs turned red as a sign of the great miracle that had happened. And this is where we get Easter eggs from. In another form of this tradition, Mary Magdalene, long after this morning, had been granted an audience with the emperor. And when she came, she brought eggs as a gift. And as she was telling the emperor of the great miracle that had happened on Easter day, of the death and resurrection of her teacher and friend, Jesus of Nazareth, the emperor responded cynically and said, "That is no more possible than it would be as if those eggs were to turn red." And the eggs turned red. These are the two main stories we see if you look up the history of Easter eggs. These are the stories tradition hands down to us. It's how eggs came to be tied with Easter. I love them. I love the story of it. I love them in part because if you ever look up icons of Mary Magdalene, and if you go home and Google icons of Mary Magdalene, a whole bunch will show up. And in a number of these, she's holding an egg, and sometimes it's white, and sometimes it's red. But this is her most common image in icons. Our Orthodox brothers and sisters remember this story, both about the eggs. They're very good at holding on to that tradition, but also the story in the Gospel this morning of Mary Magdalene being one of the first people at the empty tomb and being sent running back to the other disciples and title her the Apostle to the Apostles, which I love. I love Easter morning and I love Easter egg hunts. One of these days when I can trust the dog not to eat them, we'll have to have them in my house again. And I love that then in all of the great solemnity and holiness of this day, we also have this story of eggs changing color, which is both miraculous and a little silly and very joyous in that we continue to practice it to this day. This is the morning that Mary Magdalene and Mary made their way to the tomb. It was with great courage and love that they did so. It was probably great fear that got them out of bed so very early. Fear that even though Jesus had been killed so brutally, the Roman guards, the high priests, and the people of Jerusalem would still have been uneasy with his followers. Mary knew the way to the tomb. I imagine that she spent the whole Sabbath mentally plotting out how far she was from her friend as she was still trying to come to terms with the idea that he had died. It was in this garden this morning that Mary's grief-fueled courage is met with the impossible truth of God's world-changing love in the resurrection. And it is Mary's faith-fueled courage that sped her feet on their way back to the disciples, the act of proclaiming the gospel that earns her the title Apostle to the Apostles. This morning, the already of Jesus' new resurrection breaks through the not yet of death, sin, and grief that we still live in, not erasing the sting of any of them, but promising that in the very worst of our lives, we are not alone. For Christ our God, this way has gone. Because of this, this morning, we know the love of God, a love so deep and so wide that not even death can stop it. Because of God's love, we know Jesus' resurrection, and we know who we are. We know how dearly our God loves us. This is what keeps us telling all of the stories of our God. This is what lets us set out with our own faith-fueled courage to seek and serve Christ in all persons. When we doubt, when we sin, when we fall short of the promise that is offered to us this morning, we are comforted in knowing that Jesus is also there, showing us the way that is his very love. The love that led him through death. The love that helps us transform the world. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ is risen. Amen.